Welcome, Prepper Recon fans. Today is our first ever Prepper Recon podcast. We'll be bringing you lots of great interviews from preppers from around the globe. Today's guest is our very own coupon prepper. She uses coupons to make prepping more affordable. She is also the writer of the Prepper Recon Coupon Corner that you can find at the top of PrepperRecon.com under the Coupon Corner tab. Coupon Prepper, thanks for taking time to come on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you use coupons to make prepping more affordable. That's very, very interesting, and it sounds very, very smart. How much do you spend a week on groceries?
Well, actually, I have a budget of $50 a week.
Wow, that's very good. But that's just for groceries?
No, it's not just for food. It's for anything that you need, toiletries, food for the pet, everything that you need. Cleaning supplies, not just food.
Wow. But with $50 a week, you're probably just able to get what you need for the week and not a lot of extra.
No, actually, we're able to have a stockpile of just about every item. And at this point, I don't even use the $50 every week.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how much food do you think you have stockpiled?
We have a stockpile of 8 months.
That's incredible. And what about toiletries? You mentioned that you're also able to get toiletries, but are you stockpiling toiletries as well?
Yes, we have about 2 years of laundry soap, toilet paper, paper towel. I probably have 3 years of garbage bags, different size. I have plenty of cleaning supplies, sponges, light bulb, wipes, antibacterial wipes, Ziploc bags, everything that you need every day for your house and things that you would need in a scenario where things get bad.
I think I heard you mention that you had soap. You said you had how many years of soap do you have?
For laundry soap, we have about 2 years, dish soap as well, and for soap for us, we have about 3 years.
3 years of personal washing soap?
Yes, natural soap, bar soap, which really doesn't go bad or doesn't expire.
No, I remember watching some of the video after the earthquake in Haiti, and a lot of the people had so many diseases from the poor hygiene there. And hygiene's really, really important in a grid down scenario or any type of a disaster scenario. You got to stay clean because that's when the disease starts, and that's what takes a lot of people out.
Yes, and that's one of the things I'm able to really buy cheap or most of the time free is anything that has to do with cleaning, staying clean, keeping clean, and as far as first aid kits and all the products that you need to care for a wound or infection or anything, I have all of this at hand as well. So I don't have to worry about any of that.
That's great. So how does this work? What do you spend? You spend 8 hours a day clipping coupons. Is this a 60-hour a week job that you're doing essentially?
Not at all, because I am not extreme couponer like what you see on TV. But the principle remains the same. Is what you do is that you. You buy things that are on sale and you use coupons on top of it. So that's how you're able to pay less than 50% off on things. But I do not spend 8 hours a day. At this point, I spend maybe no more than 2 hours a week. And I would spend only an hour a week really couponing just for what I need, but I just like to spend time looking at the blogs and see what else is going on. That's just what I like to do. But as far as cutting coupons and printing them online and finding what coupons match with what sale, you can do that really in an hour during the week. At the beginning, it took me more time because I had to get used to that system and I could not really understand everything because it was too good to be true. And I can tell your audience that actually it is real. You can buy things for free or nearly nothing and you just have to put a little work into it, but it's really nothing compared to what you reap. And it's really totally worth it. And it's really, really fun, actually, because, you know, when you match your coupons with the sale and you prepare your grocery list, and it's kind of like playing bingo. You know, you're just finding the best coupons for the best sale, and then you just match everything, and then you know you have a winner, and then you just go to the store and you buy your things, and you come out and your bill is 80% off or 75% off. I mean, in average at the grocery store, I save about, in average, I would say about 80% off.
That's fantastic. I think that most of our listeners would probably agree with me that that is extreme couponing. Just because you found a very efficient means of doing it, not spending a whole lot of time clipping coupons, I still think that it's extreme.
Well,
that's really good. That's extremely unheard of to hear somebody that's able to feed one person on $50 a week, much less two people plus a cat, plus stockpiling for Teotihuacan or stuff hitting the fan.
Yes. Well, what I mean by it's not extreme is that the savings are definitely extreme. But what I do not do is that I don't clear the shelves at the store like they show on that famous show on TV, Extreme Couponing, where people everything off the shelves. That is just not respectful, and it's not something that I practice. And
I
want everybody to understand that you don't have to take everything off the shelves, because the things will come back on sale and there will be other coupons for it. And that's one of the things I quickly learned when I started couponing, is that I don't have to panic. I don't have to take everything, because it will come back. So you just leave enough for everybody else, and you don't have to clear the shelves. And that's not a very good way to, you know, to get yourself noticed at the store anyways. So in that sense, I am not extreme, but my savings are definitely extreme.
Yes, indeed. So you're able to do this with through double couponing? Do you have the store you go to, do they have like a day of the week, Thursday and Saturday, where they'll double your coupon? Is that how you're able to make these big savings?
Well, actually, in my area, we do not have stores that double our coupons. In Florida, they don't do that. Most of the states in the country actually do that. But what we have is that we're able to stack coupons. So on an item, we can have a manufacturer coupon along with the store coupons. And my grocery store allows us to use competitor coupons for store coupons. So that really equals to double saving. And other states allow coupons to double. Not all of the manufacturer coupons double, but a lot of them do, and some even triple. I know that Kroger has, I believe, everyday double coupon.
Wow.
That's a fantastic way to save as well.
That's great. And do you have Kroger's in your area?
I do not have Kroger. My main grocery store where I am is Publix, and they're pretty good with putting out their own coupons that you can stack with manufacturer coupons. They have great sales. They are mostly known for their buy one, get one free, which is amazing, because you're getting an item. You're buying two, so that's like 50% off to begin with the buy one, get one free, but sure, allow you to put coupons on the one you're getting free as well.
Okay, so you said you could use a store coupon and a manufacturer coupon
on each item that you buy. So if you're buying a buy one, get one free, since you're allowed to put coupons on the one that's free, that means you can potentially put four coupons on a buy one, get one free deal.
Wow, so if I've got two boxes of Cheerios and they're on buy one, get one free, I would put a manufacturer coupon on the buy one, a manufacturer coupon on the free one, a store coupon on the manufacturer on the buy one, and a store coupon on the free one?
And another manufacturer on the free one, yes. So on
So that's how you can get items next almost free. Is it ever cheaper than free? Do they ever give you money out of the register?
Yes, they do. Plenty of times they have to open the register and give me back money. But or what you can do to absorb that overage, you can just buy other item to compensate. Most store will give you back money, and the one who don't, you still get to have your thing for free. So that's really good as well. You know, you can be happy with that.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's a good skill, even if the end of the world ever comes, let's say the end of the world just comes for you, you'll lose a job, or Obamacare is getting ready to kick in, and a lot of places are going to be cutting back their workers' hours to 25 hours a week so they don't have to pay for their insurance if they have more than 50 employees. So a lot of people are going to have to be getting by on a lot less.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's a good training to have. You don't have to wait for the end of the world to start saving money and to start stockpiling. You start now. It's a good discipline. It allows you to save money for other things. With my family, we end up eating better than before we were couponing. We have better quality items. We have more of them. We have a better variety of things to eat. And as far as other products, I mean, you mentioned toiletries, but I mean, even I'm able to buy my makeup and all of my nail polish and all my girly things at nearly nothing. And most of it actually get free. So it's also something you can use to treat yourself. My husband is very happy because he gets also to stockpile on guns and ammo and all camping stuff and everything. And we actually use coupons for that as well.
How can you use coupons to get free ammo and outdoor equipment?
Well, what we do is where we are, our main store is outdoors.
Outdoor World?
Bass Pro, yes.
Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And they are fantastic. We use their rewards program. Every time you buy something, they scan your card and you get points. And it quickly accumulates to a lot of points. And some days of the week, you get double points. I mean, there's always some extra rewards. And then we use their credit cards, which gives us points. And then they send us a coupon to spend, like a gift certificate. And we get them very, very often. So we end up buying a lot of our ammos like that. We just received another coupon the other day, which is about $40. Just from ammos that we bought before, and those are the rewards we get on that. So we can go back and buy more. We also use points from other credit cards that we have, where they allow you to redeem them different ways, and we choose to redeem them on Amazon.com, which has a lot of prepper equipment and items to buy. So that's how we get a lot of things for free or very cheap. So there's, and of course what we do is that we use our points, buying things that are on sale. So the key is anywhere you are, the key is to buy the thing on sale and use your points or your rewards or your coupons on top of it. So that's how you end up with more than 50% off.
Excellent. Now the Bass Pro card, is that only for things that you get in? The Bass Pro credit card, is that only for what you buy at Bass Pro, or are you still getting points when you buy other items?
No, there's
at other stores.
Yes, no. When you go to Bass Pro, you get rewards on, you get points on the things that you buy there, but that credit card, you can use it anywhere else and you still get points as well. So I use it for any store that I go to, and we get points on that, you know?
Very good. And what's your three favorite websites for you mentioned that you visit some blogs for couponing. What are some of the good blogs that talk about couponing?
Well, the one I use a lot is called iHeartCVS.com. It gives you the ad, the weekly ad, and they give you the weekly ad 2 weeks in advance also, so you can plan your shopping, and it matches all the coupons that go with it. I also use iHeartPublix.com. And if you go on Coupon Corner off of PrepperRecon.com, you will see everything is explained to you, and we have all the links of all the different stores wherever you are in the countries. There's different links for Walmart and Kroger's, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Target. Target is a good place also to get really good deals. They have a good – you can stack – coupons with them too. You can use their coupons and manufacturer coupons together. So I tend to get good deals at Target too.
You mentioned CVS. How does their program work? What's
Well, CBS and Rite Aid have a very similar program to where you, when you buy something, they give you a reward, and the reward works as like if it's money. So it's a reward that will print at the end of your receipt. And like for CVS, for example, it says extra bucks. And let's say you buy something, you buy a shampoo and you get $2 extra bucks for it. Those $2 equal like a $2 bill. So you can use it on your next transaction to pay for what you're buying, or to bring the price down. And so you can just keep rolling those extra bucks, those rewards. The rewards are good for 2 or 3 weeks, which give you plenty of time to use them. And
to buy another item with more extra bucks.
Absolutely. And to begin with, you buy the items that are on sale. You can use coupons on them. CVS tends to give out a lot of coupons. You can scan your CVS cards at their coupon corner, coupon center in the store when you first come in, and the machine will spit out tons of coupons for you that really most of the time coincide with the weekly ad. And so you can put a CVS coupon on top of something you're buying on sale along with a manufacturer coupon, and you get extra bucks reward back on it. So you're just winning every time. I buy all of the toothpaste, toothbrush, mouthwash, Band-Aids, shampoo, razors. I mean, we have a stockpile of razors. Razors in their packaging will not get rusty. They will not expire. And you would always need razor and shaving cream. And all of this really costs a lot of money. And when you get all this for free or nearly nothing, it really does add up in the in your savings. So that's all the money that you can just save with other things.
Wow. So I could go to CVS today, spend $20 cash out of my pocket, get $20 back in extra bucks, and then just keep going back and rolling that same $20 year or 2 years, 5 years?
Absolutely.
I could still be getting free stuff from that same $20 5 years from now?
Yes, that's how I like to say that I had a down payment at CVS 3 years ago when I started couponing. I think I had spent around that amount, maybe $15 or $20, I remember. And then I got rewards back, extra bucks back right away. And I've been rolling those extra bucks ever since. And I usually end up with more and more. I mean, sometimes the deals are so great that I end up with making money on a lot of items. For example, I will buy something that's on sale, put coupons on it, and let's say I'm buying something that at the end cost me $5, and they might give me back $10 extra bucks. So I'm just making $5 at this point on what I'm buying. And so, I mean, at some point in time, very often I have $30 or $40 of extra bucks to use, you know. So I just keep, and what I do is that a lot of time I don't even need that much. So I just buy cereals and milk and things that, I mean, you can buy just about everything at the drugstore. So, you know, there's always a way to spend that money. I never let any of my extra bucks expire. I always find something to buy.
That's true, because everybody has to have a well-stocked first aid kit, and that can get expensive.
Exactly.
90% of that stuff you can get at the drugstore. You don't have to buy an expensive first aid kit that's been put together on some prepper website or and overpay for it.
Absolutely. So I have enough Band-Aids, I have enough gauze, I have enough alcohol, I have enough antiseptic things. I have enough cream and Cortade and everything that you possibly need. We have all of that. So and that's another way you can spend your extra bucks if you don't have anything else to buy. There's always something that you can buy this way.
Wow! Thanks so much, Coupon Prepper. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again for coming on the show. And Prepper Recon fans, don't forget, check out Coupon Prepper's Coupon Corner at the top of PrepperRecon.com. She's got lots of great tips for couponing and cutting costs for prepping. And check us out next time for our next Prepper Recon podcast. Happy prepping.